This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You have a pinball machine at your house, do you not?
Not only pinball, but it's a crossword pinball game from the 1950s.
Really? Is it a Gottlieb machine? Do you know?
No, it's even better. It's a Williams.
Ah.
And considering what my name is, that's perfect. Williams crossword pinball machine.
That is so fine. Well, I want you to give you a heads up that we're going to be paying a visit to the home of a man who wants to start a pinball museum, and he restores them and he knows the history of them, so just keep a heads up for that. And Williams and Gottlieb were great competitors. I learned that this past week. All right, well, what was the challenge you gave us last week?
Yes, it involved a cool discovery by Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. I said, write down the digits 2 to 7 in order, add two mathematical symbols to get an expression equaling 2010. Can you do it?
And what was the answer?
The answer is 2,345 times 6 divided by 7. It's amazing.
Amazing. And 2010, I think we're going with that. I had a tweet from a man, David Bales, who says he's still writing Year of the Ox on his checks. Well, we've received about 2,000 entries this past week, and I've taken the advice of putting 2010 on all my checks already. From the correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Tor Kingdon of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, Tor.
Hi.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
It took me a little while of pondering on it, and then when I was feeding my son breakfast on Monday morning, it kind of came to me.
Excellent. How long have you been playing?
I've been playing by myself, as it were, since the postcard days, but I never sent in a postcard. I've actually only entered 3 times.
Really? Oh, well, third time's the charm, right?
Or is it realize before? I'm going to get some hate mail for that.
What do you do in New Mexico?
I'm a sound engineer. My wife and I own a small business that does post-production audio for television and film.
Cool. Way cool. Well, are you ready to play this puzzle?
I am.
Oh, Tor, be on my team. Will, meet Tor. Let's play.
All right, Tor and Leanne, today's puzzle is from the bad pun department. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has a blank. Fill the blank with the name of a vegetable that can complete the sentence in a punny way. For example, apologizing profusely, the boy said, "You don't know how sorry I blank." You would say yam. You don't know how sorry I yam.
Are you groaning
all right
yet?
Yee.
Yeah, all right.
All right, number one. Marion performed her work so well, the boss increased her blank. Marion performed her work so well, the boss increased her...
Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's the synonym of that?
You might put peanut butter on it for your young son.
Peanut butter on apple?
Oh, maybe you won't.
Go ahead,
I'll help you out. It's celery, which...
Increased her celery,
right,
is correct.
Like,
Good job.
So yeah. Celery.
Now you know how these puns work grown.
I got the yam one. Does that give me...
We'll give you a mulligan there.
There you go. Number two, during the church service, the minister said, "Please bow your heads and blank pray." Please bow your heads and blank pray.
Blank pray.
Bow your heads and begin to.
Quietly pray.
Start to.
And what's the main thing in a salad?
Lettuce. Oh, and let
us
pray.
Let us pray.
Oh,
good.
No.
Bob has been looking for a job for over a year, but he's confident something will eventually blank.
Turnip.
Turnip, good. Oh,
you getting it, Tor? You're on a roll.
The executive at the gold medal company asked, "What do you blank that's made from wheat germ?"
The gold medal company.
What do you blank that's made from wheat germ? And think about what gold medal makes.
Oh, what do you
flour?
Yeah, they make flour. And what do you grind? What do you know?
What do you blank that's made from wheat germ? And what vegetable ends in flour?
Cauliflower.
There you
what
go.
What do you call
a flour that's made with wheat germ? Good. Okay. I saved the best for last.
Oh, I bet.
It's a two-word answer. When someone finally found the missing wire for Pete's guitar, Pete asked, "Where has that blank Here it is again. When someone finally found the missing wire for Pete's guitar, Pete asked, "Where has that blank
been?" Something.
Yeah.
Been.
And that's the second word. What's the first word? Where has that? What's a synonym for wire for a guitar?
String. Bean.
Cord bean. No, where's that?
String bean?
Where has that string bean?
Oh, that is the best for last.
Yeah, that is the best. Tor, it sounds like you were just waiting for it to happen. These are hard, and they're so bad. But the thing about them is you groan and you laugh. You have to laugh. That's the best pun. Oh, well, we have someone here that will tell you what you're going to get for being such a great player. I mentioned pinball before to Will, and this is pinball fanatic David Silberman. He is trying to start the National Pinball Museum. I visited his collection. He has more than 800 pinball machines, and you can hear about them later. But here he is telling you what you're going to get for playing our puzzle today.
Well, playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Oh, free game, Tor.
Excellent.
What do you think? All right?
I think that's great. I'm a big fan of pinball. I miss the machines.
Yeah. Oh, well, keep listening. He has an amazing collection. Before we let you go, Tor, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KUNM in Albuquerque.
Tor Kingdon of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Will, a challenge for next week?
Yes, think of a familiar 10-letter hyphenated word that uses all 7 letters of the alphabet from F to L, plus 3 other letters of your choosing. What word is it? And I'll tell you, it's a word everyone knows and that's in some dictionaries. So again, a familiar 10-letter hyphenated word that uses all 7 letters of the alphabet from F to L, plus 3 other letters of your choosing. What word is it?
Oh, I love your qualification in some dictionaries, right? Some rare book that only you have on your shelf. Probably not. You'll get the answer. And when you do, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, does your pinball machine actually still work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How often do you play it?
I used to play it constantly, every day.
But you've given up pinball for ping pong, right? Table tennis.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Well, cool. I mean, I got a chance to play some of those games, and it was great fun. So anyway, before we get to it, I want to thank you very much. Will, talk to you next week.
Thanks, Leah.